Tony Kennedy glides on his bike into a small parking lot in Dover. The farmer's market is about to open. He's beaming a smile, sweating in the sun.
Good. This is one of my favorite places to go.
He just biked for 45 minutes from his home in South Berwick, Maine. He goes straight for a table run by Ashley Cooper, who works for a local nonprofit. Kennedy hands her an EBT card, the debit card that the government uses to give out food stamps. She slides it and counts out a small heap of wooden tokens.
And this is what I love. This is what they call tokens.
Kennedy's using a program called the Granite State Market Match. When food stamps recipients come to farmers markets, the program will match dollar for dollar whatever they spend on fruits and veggies. $10 in food stamps will get you $20 of tomatoes.
And I'm a firm believer in this program because this is what it got me. If you saw my pictures before, you wouldn't recognize me.
In 2012, he had a hernia, and while he was laid up in the hospital, he gained weight. He tried to lose it by eating better and biking everywhere he went. Last year, he was hit by a car, and he can't go back to work until he recovers. Kennedy's on food stamps now, and he still wants to eat healthy, but can't afford fresh greens anymore. That's where the tokens come in. The Market Match program operates at farmers markets all across the state. It's funded by a combination of charitable donations and a federal grant.
All people deserve the same access to fresh, local, and healthy food, no matter where you live or what kind of income you receive.
That's Jill Hall, director of programs at Seacoast Eat Local, one of the nonprofits that runs the token tables at markets like this one in Dover. The Market Match program knocks down financial barriers to getting fresh food. And social barriers, too, by introducing low-income people to their local farming community.
You know, I think it's a really personal thing to come up to someone at a table and telling them what your income is or isn't. It's a very intimate thing, and we want to make sure that people feel comfortable doing that with us. And
farmers appreciate receiving those wooden tokens, which they cash in for real money. The owner of Copple House Farm, John Hutton, estimates the Market Match program gives him a 25% bump in revenue.
As a vendor, I saw like a huge spike in business every time they did Market Match. It was phenomenal. I mean, people were buying good stuff.
That money may not always be there. Congress will decide whether to reauthorize that funding in 2018, and the program's administrators are not sure if they will. Helen Costello helps run the program through the New Hampshire Food Bank and spoke to me by phone from a conference in Chicago.
Just got out of a policy session about the farm bill, and we can't count on anything, but it doesn't mean that we don't continue to do the work to try and keep it moving forward.
Back in Dover, Kennedy, with tokens in hand, winds his way through the market, making his usual stops.
She has my onions here, so I usually buy these are fresh.
After what he's been through, with the help of good food and good neighbors, Kennedy's almost back on his feet. He's certainly back on his bike. For NHPR, I'm Ben Henry.